take the physical challenge, if you will, of playing Wisconsin. How big a message has that been among other players or you to them this week about the unique nature of this specific game?
Well, I think that Wisconsin epitomizes, Big Ten football. They're well coached. They have good players. They play with a physical nature. They have a great identity. And so, and have for a long time. And I think that's probably what Paris is referring to, is that this team that we're playing on Saturday night is very similar to the ones he probably grew up watching, you know, and it's been that way for a while. There's really good tradition there, and they're a very good team. So we know that this is what we have to do. If we're going to, make a run at the Big Ten championship, we have to beat Wisconsin. And it's been on the schedule here for a while. And, we played them in the Big Ten championship game in the past. And, they have one of the better teams in the country year in and year out.
All righty. We'll go next to Austin Ward. Austin, go ahead.
Brian, how surprised, if at all, are you with what the receivers and the passing attack have been able to do when you've had Jackson so limited here for the first 3 weeks?
I think it's been a great opportunity for other guys to step up and make an impact on the offense. And anytime you thrust guys into roles, they sink or swim. And sometimes I think we underestimate what guys can do. And, this was a great example of that. And they've taken it and run. But I think it goes back to their preparation in the offseason and then the way that they practice. Guys who practice get better. And those guys have got better.
All righty. Next up, Joey Kaufman, Columbus Dispatch. Joey.
Ryan, you kind of touched on this on the radio show a little bit about the physicality of practices in this season. And some of the guys mentioned last night, too, just having padded practices Tuesday, Wednesday. How much of a carryover to Saturday do you think that is? How much of a benefit do you think that's helping, especially with a game like this against Wisconsin?
We really haven't changed much in terms of what we've done scheduling-wise. It's always been this way. I just think that our guys have been practicing with a little bit more of an edge and a little more physicality. I think they understand what it needs to be. The great news is the way that we do it, we get our practices in Tuesday, Wednesday in terms of the pads. And then we get 3 full days to prepare physically for the game on Saturday night. So expect us to be fast and physical and with a ton of energy, well-rested. But in order to get yourself prepared to play in these games, especially physical games, the only way to do that is to practice like that. And we've done that. So now we've got to keep building towards it. It doesn't guarantee a thing either. It just gives you a chance.
Just to clarify, the number of padded practices a week, is this about the same as last year, different?
Same. Yep. Same as always been.
All righty. Let's go next to Clay Hall from ABC 6.
Gotcha. Ryan, how much better is C.J. Stroud this year, and is the rollout part of that, and how much pride do you take in his improvement?
I think you can see as he started from last season, you can see the progression. Every week is a new week. I say every week is a new season is really the way we look at it, from when you start preparing to when you get done with the game, and then you reevaluate and you move on. And we'll see how this week goes, but I think it's been a steady evolution over time. I think it started back with the Minnesota game, and then it kind of just slowly built from there. And here we are right now. So, I don't think, he has any intention of slowing down. And I think, we all believe that when you stop trying to prove something, then you fail to improve. And I've heard that from a very good coach, and I believe in that. And I think CJ takes that same mentality, is that, he wants to improve every single week he's out there. And so, people ask me all the time, what can he improve on? I think everything, we all can, I can, and so I know he looks at it that way, and you can see certain parts of his games that have made improvements.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Already next up, Nathan Baird, Cleveland.com.
Ryan, saw that Ryan Turner lost his black stripe, and I was just curious, just because the scholarship situation is so thin at cornerback, where are he and Jair Brown right now as far as maybe having to get on the field and help you?
Yeah, Ryan has practiced well the last couple of weeks, made plays, made some progress, so deserved to get his black stripe off. And He's been getting reps, with the first team, second team, and he really hasn't been on the scout team much the last couple of weeks. And same thing with Jair. So those guys. Now the way we practice, I think I mentioned this before. We have scout team. We have ones on ones and ones on two. So there's a lot of kind of guys practicing with different groups. But both of those guys have shown improvement, and you know, we've seen other freshmen get on the field and do well. So. Tim and Jim and all the guys on defense will get those guys prepared for if the time is right, they're at competitive excellence.
All right, let's go next to Dan Hope, 11 Warriors.
Yeah, Ryan, obviously Jackson and Julian only played on a limited basis last week. Are you confident those guys are full go and able to play as much as needed this week?
Yeah, I think so. I think coming off of last week, you saw Julian get in there and catch two touchdown passes, which was great. And, Jackson and caught a couple balls. And so, we'll kind of just keep taking it day by day and see how they do. But, so far, so good.
All right, let's go next to Tony Gerdeman, Buckeye Huddle.
Ryan, how have you seen the relationship between Cade Stover and CJ Stroud grow over the last year or two? And how responsible is that for their connections this season?
I think it's very important. I think Cade's a big target. He's got strong hands. And I think over time, you have to build confidence on both sides of that, the receiving end and the throwing end. And I think that's happened. And now it's happening in real time in games. So that's important as we move forward, because that's something that can be a huge weapon for us as we head into conference play. Thanks.
All righty, next up, Tim.
Yeah, I'm going to follow up a little bit, Ryan, on the I formation, only from the standpoint of, have you noticed, though, it's also brought like a mindset for your offense, this rekindled physical approach, et cetera. But when you have, three tight ends out there, four really, when you count Mitch Rossi and a running back, I mean, just was that sort of what you were looking for also, a mindset as much as a formation?
Yes. Yeah, I think lining up under center, lining up and playing downhill is a little bit of a mindset for sure. And listen, that has limitations too. Can't do that all the time, but having that as part of your game, inside drill, just across the board, I think it's a healthy thing for the offense and the defense.
Thank you.
Yep.
All righty, next up, Spencer Holbrook, Letterman Row. Spencer.
Yeah, no, I think it is. And it's a challenge for our whole team. We all like to get challenged. Every week is a challenge. And so, it's our job to accept those challenges and take them head on and try to meet them. So, yeah, I don't think our whole team has really played, a complete game, this is our first conference game. So here we go. We know that we were trying to play at maximum capacity every week. And, whatever that is this week, it'll be different the week after. Those challenges are real. And that's the way – that's the standard that we hold ourselves to. And I know Jim feels the same way, and so does our defense. And so does our offense and special teams. It's the same thing. And when it's not right, it doesn't sit well for a week. And there was a lot of good things in all three phases, but a lot of things that we need to improve on. And that's the thing that you got to do is you can – as you're going through the season, you just keep working to get better. You keep identifying the things to improve on. And then you come up for air at the end of the season. But there's no time to sit back and, pat yourself on the back. You can't do that this time of year.
All righty, we'll wrap up the lightning round with Bill Rabinowitz from the Dispatch.
Hi, Ryan. Graham Mertz has had his struggles at Wisconsin as Wisconsin's quarterback, but you seem pretty high on him. What have you seen on tape that leads you to believe that he could, really be a problem for you guys? And also, if you could comment on Braylon Allen.
Yeah, I think both those guys are talented. Allen really is physical, strong runner, very similar to the running backs they've had in the past at Wisconsin, very capable of getting to the second level and making guys miss. And then also, with Mertz, just very talented throwing the football. You can see it when the ball comes out of his hand. So, and now he has some experience and years under his belt. So I think, that the offensive line, I mean,